my friends in the United States of America. This is Wayne Elliott here in Canada on the north shore of Lake Erie, your honored host for today's first hour of the show. Always great to be with my American friends. I think I'm half American somewhere along the line. Maybe I should get one of those ancestry tests. I don't know. My sister did, and I got more parts to me than a Christmas tree, it sounds like. But anyway, I feel very close to America, and I want to start out by saying I am grateful as a Canadian for America. This Afghanistan fiasco, well, maybe it's not a fiasco, but what's going on in Afghanistan, I was pretty shocked at first that people being left behind and so forth, and I think the plenty of military. I have friends, former military, the U.S. and Canada, and they don't seem too happy about these goings-on, leaving our people there. Our leader here in Canada, Prime Minister Trudeau, he stopped taking Canadians out that were left in Afghanistan and wanted out. He stopped 6 days ahead of August 31st deadline, saying he wanted to give Americans a chance to do what they had to do to close things up. So there are Canadians left there. He also said, I was insulted myself for them over this, if they can make their way out of Afghanistan, he'll see that they're picked up in another country. So, you know, folks, I try to put myself in that position. First of all, I've been lucky, never been without a meal or a safe place to sleep. But try to imagine now, I'm not a military man. I've never owned a gun. I was a football player, so I could defend myself to that extent, but if the other guy's got a gun, I guess I'm finished. And try to imagine, cross the deserts. It's mostly desert, far as I know, Afghanistan and Rocky Mountains, rock formations. And I'm going to make my way with my family or myself out of Afghanistan to another country. And then my country, Canada, will come and get me. So, once again, I hate feeling embarrassment as a Canadian, but then I watched on the news two former Afghan war veterans, Army veterans from the United States. They're both congressmen now in the U.S. Congress. And, geez, the one fella had both his legs lost and some fingers in Afghanistan. And he said on the news, that's a scratch. And he started taking bracelets off his wrists with names of his fellow soldiers and friends who were lost there, who died there. And he took off three bracelets, and each bracelet had three or four names on it. And, of course, these two gentlemen were most offended with the notion of leaving Americans behind. I don't know if any of you saw former President Trump on the Fox News a week ago Tuesday. It was a pretty long interview, and it was very much focused on Afghanistan. And President Trump said that when he made the deal with the Taliban, it was conditions-based, and they had to follow every condition in the agreement. And he promised if the Taliban leader, if he breached the condition or played any of their games, America would show them a bombing campaign like the world's never seen. And he felt as though they were afraid of America, which they should be, they're smart, and that they would behave. And President Trump was saying they're not afraid of America now. And I have to agree with him that this August 31st deadline was so important that people could be left behind. Weaponry and military equipment and armaments, I guess, bullets and so forth, left behind. And as President Trump said, we should get those billions of dollars of our equipment out of there, not leave it for the enemy. And then President Trump called the bases forts, but he said, and then the last thing they should do when the citizens are out, the military equipment, the excess military equipment's out, blow up the forts. Why let them use those either? So anyway, then within 24 hours, the U.S., I assume President Biden, sent some more troops back into Vietnam, because that's what this reminds me of, but back to Afghanistan to help the safe exit of American people and Afghans that had worked for the America and its allies. But, of course, America led the way of getting people out of there, and, you know, I felt proud to watch one of your generals last night on the television and how determined you could see this man was to get these people out. And then there's another group, God bless them, of your retired Armed Forces personnel that have started a recovery organization. The one fellow that was speaking for them was 8 years retired. And these people pledge, they're asking for some government support, but they pledge to get every single person out that wants to come out or has been an ally to the United States. So it just warms your heart to see the dedication of these people to go back to that mess and dangerous place for their fellow Americans and friends. And I just wish Canada was... Well, would make us a little more proud here. We have an election, of course, coming up in about 3 weeks, just about to the day, September 20th. And the big news here is that four out of the five parties running are going to go for the mandatory vaccine passport. Our prime minister's pledged $1 billion to create the passports. And what I think that means is that just like with a passport, if you have one to leave your country, go to another country, there's pages in there. And where you go may well stamp your passport to say you'd been there and admitted or rejected or whatever happens. But that's what those pages are for various travels. Well, I got to believe the vaccine passport is to record the booster shots and the annual or semi-annual they're talking about, or biannual rather, not semi-annual, once a year or twice a year booster vaccines. And I can't believe how far ahead they've moved with this, considering that these are only approved for emergency use. They haven't gone through the long clinical trials. And, of course, apparently you must sign a waiver with the vaccine that you cannot come back against the government or the pharmaceutical company that made it. That really sticks out for me, folks. There's lots of people on lots of prescription, man-made chemical pharmaceutical drugs. Lots and lots and lots. Hundreds of millions, billions of people. Has any of you, I personally haven't had one for 25 years, but... Have any of you ever had to sign a waiver for one of the prescription drugs that the doctors advised you to take, giving you a script for? Has it ever happened to you? Mr. Smith, you need blood pressure medicine. You need some heart medication. We want to put you on blood thinners, so here, sign this waiver. If we hurt you or anything goes wrong, you can't come back on us. That is the case with these vaccines, so... Right away, that it made me leery, made me concerned, and to be honest with you, a little frightened. Well, here they're just pushing it like crazy. 70% of eligible Canadians are vaccinated. I think it's close to 50, if around 50% in the United States. And I just like to say this about that. In fact, I've asked the question of how long can the Emergency Measures Act here in Canada stay in effect? And is it just strictly up to the government to say it's an emergency or it's still an emergency or it's a forever emergency? Because it seems to me there's going to be a lot of backlash. And from as much as any, from small business, from airline companies, the train and bus companies, you won't be able, our prime minister says, to travel on any of these unless you're fully vaccinated. Can't go into restaurants, movie houses, concert theaters, and so forth. Well, those businesses will suffer if here in Canada 25% of the people could no longer go. And if in the United States 50 to 60% end up vaccinated here, that's 40 to 50% of the population that wouldn't be able to go. So business is going to kick up a fuss here at some point. I mean, they've kicked up a lot of fuss over the lockdowns and everything, but this, you know, I just can't believe this can be a forever thing, that we're just going to stay in the emergency mode. We didn't stay in it for influenza B, and it comes back every year, and they say always will. It's an endemic. The common cold is an endemic for which we have no cure, and it certainly comes back every year. Now, I'm not saying that they're identical. What I am saying is that experts tell us that when COVID is no longer a pandemic, it will become an endemic. It won't die off. It'll still be alive like influenza B and the common cold and its causes. It'll still be with us. So from early on in this, when I saw, you know, the drastic measures, the serious measures that were being taken around the world, I started looking ahead, looking downfield, we'd say, as in the football world, and to wonder what the future would bring. How would we react when another wave, let's say, comes through? Canada's apparently in its fourth wave now, but if this is like influenza B, and millions of people get it again each year, like with influenza B. Influenza B kills up to 600,000 people in the world every year. Cancer kills 9.5 million every year. It's pretty steady. It does vary, unfortunately. So what will we do in future? What are we prepared to do? What will the citizens stand for? I think everybody's plenty stressed over this whole situation. There's people, a lot of people, plenty scared still. And that was the motivator. That was the driver to get people to get vaccinated. Here, it's in Canada, it feels like extortion. You can't go into the airplane. You can't go into the train. You know, your life must change if you won't get vaccinated. This is for an untested, in terms of clinical trials, the normal 5 to 10 years. So this is a very short, brief, tested mix of chemicals, these vaccines are. Hence the waiver, as I said earlier. No comebacks if things don't work out. I'm frightened by the adverse reactions and deaths that have been reported, blood clotting and so forth. Just heard it locally here in a young person. So far, you must be over 12 years old in Canada. The next push, they tell us, is for the younger children under 12. And I don't even want to talk about that today. They did a test on 1,000 babies, apparently, going back, whatever, 8, 10 months. Never heard anything about the results there. We didn't hear about that. However, it's not being recommended for babies or children under 12 just yet anyway. So I wish we had more information and more straight information and not so much conflicting information. There are millions of doctors, or loads and loads, tens of thousands of doctors, I'm sure, that are fully in favor of the vaccine. I had a pretty good discussion with mine just 3 days ago. We ended up in an argument because he drifted into politics. And otherwise, it was a little bit like Abbott and Costello, I thought. You know, he said, well, if you've had COVID and recovered, yes, your immune system, that's better than a vaccine. But he said, it does diminish. I said, well, these vaccines diminish too, Doc. And he didn't really answer. And I said, hence the boosters. Why the boosters if the vaccine effectiveness on your immunity doesn't diminish? And he didn't have an answer for that. And so, you know, there's been thousands of doctors and groups of hundreds that have gotten together as well to say that these mRNA vaccines are not the way to handle this. And as I understand it, in layman's terms, it's like putting our immune system on high alert for COVID, which may mean it's on lesser alert for other things. My doctor and I had a little conversation about that, too, and he used a piece of paper and pencil to draw something out, but he had no proof whatsoever. And how could they have proof? The vaccines have only been around for a few months, so how do we know anything about the long-term effects? That's why all of these drugs have to go through 5- and 10-year studies, and lots of them, even after those studies, have been taken off the market because later found that they missed something. Bakol, I believe the first statin drug for cholesterol, it was taken off the market and apparently found it was very destructive to our muscles, leg muscles particularly. Vioxx, one of the world's biggest selling pharmaceuticals for arthritis. Millions of people on it. In a second clinical study to see if it would be effective for polyps in the colon, they discovered that it increased the people's risk of heart attack and stroke by 400 to 500%. Now, I was bothered that they wouldn't have caught that in the first multi-year clinical study, but I guess it depends what you look for in these studies. What's interesting is, in not one clinical study I've ever heard, is the criteria, how do you feel? You'd think it'd be pretty important. How do you feel? Anyway, there are none. There's no such criteria. The study on the Strauss heart drops many years ago, more than 25, in London, Ontario, at the hospital, that was part of the criteria, how do you feel? Because, you know, many people who need Strauss heart drops report greater energy and so forth, just like was my experience. So we did ask those questions. It was a resounding study with the results. And, you know, safe. I can tell you this, folks. 42 years, commercially available, sold many millions of bottles, the Strauss company has, of the Strauss heart drops. 7 countries today. And not one complaint to the FDA, Health Canada, or back to the Strauss company of harm done. That it hurt someone, harmed someone, made them ill, harmed them. A serious side effect. Never one, 42 years. It's all made from natural herbs, all made from natural plants. Plants that we could all grow in our gardens if we wanted to. Things like garlic and cayenne pepper and motherwort and hawthorn berries and leaves. All of the herbs that nature provided. Jim Strauss always said that everything our bodies will ever need is provided by nature. A couple of years before Jim died, in his late 80s, he was in the interior of British Columbia somewhere. He lived in Kamloops, where the Strauss company is. But he was out in the meadows or forests, and he said that he found 3 antibiotic herbs on his trip. And the Strauss family recognizes the medicinal value of herbs by taste. So he discovered 3 new to him antibiotic herbs. And he said to me, but we have no use for them yet. I said, what do you mean by that? Well, we don't have any disease for them yet. I said, well, what's that mean to you? He said, nature never put anything on the earth by accident, never put anything here that wasn't needed. So he said, there's more diseases coming. That's what it means. And he was a fascinating man and just such a smart, well-trained man, 7th generation master herbalist and medicine man. And he made some incredible formulas. Some of these formulas are 200 years old, like the CardioCalm for heart arrhythmia or damaged heart. Help your body rebuild those heart cells. Prostate formula for men, the bladder formula for men and women, kidney blood pressure formula. These are all old formulas, all natural. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. So not only aren't there complaints of any harm, despite pharmaceuticals that many folks are on, some of them on many pharmaceuticals, no harm. But aside from that, your satisfaction is guaranteed by the Strauss Company. if you're not happy for any reason, you get your full refund back. The Strokes company insists on that. So satisfaction guaranteed, 42 years of safe operation with no complaints of any serious side effects whatsoever, not one. No more than you could from a natural apple or a pear or a rutabaga or a nice tomato, natural tomato out of the garden. So no harm, satisfaction guaranteed, you have nothing to lose, and I swear these formulas are something. Over 25 years, the things I have experienced myself and seen, my parents, thousands of people and friends and customers and family. So I'd urge you to try any of the Strauss products. They're all guaranteed the same way. And you can get 10% off Strokes Naturals products this week at the Power Mall. So great time to try it, folks. Great time to start. They're all cleansing products. With all of them, you might expect to lose a few pounds, but it's the best pounds to lose. Toxins, poisons, bacteria. It's the best weight to lose. You can't diet or exercise that weight off. You can't diet or exercise plaque out of your arteries. Can't do it. So I'd really encourage you. I stake my reputation on it, that's for sure, and I always will. I'm so passionate about the Strauss products and how they work. I've just seen. Seeing is believing, and I have seen. 10% off this week at the Power Mall. There's an on-sale special this week, which is pretty cool, at the Power Mall. $5 off when you spend $50. $10 off when you spend $100. Use code TAKE10 at checkout online. ThePowerMall.com. We'll be back after these words, folks. Wayne Elliott here from the sunny North Shore of Lake Erie. With you today.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here with you today for the first hour. We'll finish the few specials at the Power Mall and then get on to some news. Lots of news these days. There is 10% off Optivia products, including the O2 Today face masks. As I said, 10% off Strokes Naturals products, 10% off Happy Body products, detox cocktail. Great time to try some of these or to restock. Nothing like a discount. Money's tight these days in a lot of places, so Power Mall's trying to do its part to help its friends to get the products they need. And very finest products, of course, are available at the Power Mall, always were. Back to some news. The U.S. completes the Afghanistan withdrawal as the final flight leaves Kabul. So it signifies the end of nearly a 20-year mission in Afghanistan. And the Taliban leader was celebrating the defeat of the United States. The president, Ashraf Ghani, fled the country, and the government forces collapsed on August 15th. It's a real heartbreak, I'm sure, for those men and women that served. And were wounded. Many lost their lives. Tough defeat, really. It just continues. I was young then, but very much involved. Many of my friends were drafted and went to Vietnam, Canadians and Americans. Canada didn't have the draft, but I think 30,000 Canadians volunteered for Vietnam. This ending just feels like that. Now, there is a deal. The general was on the television last night saying they've made a deal. Sometimes you even have to make a deal with the enemy, he said. We'll just have to hope for the best. I continue to try and think, put myself in a position of what it would be like to for us normal people go to work, raise our kids, you know, of families and so forth and friends, what it would be like there. Hard to imagine. Taliban is going to look after the security of the airport in Kabul, but they've asked Turkey to run it. And, you know, the foreign minister, Qatar's foreign minister, urged the Taliban to accept foreign help with many things. I guess we'll see whether or not they're going to accept any of it, the help, that is. Times are changing, and it's a dark time, really, as far as I'm concerned, in many things. The Greek prime minister fires the public order minister after wildfires destroy 250,000 hectares of woodland. Wow. I guess Canada and the United States are not the only places in the world with wildfires, and we have floods, we have droughts. China shut down the American Chamber of Commerce in the southwestern city of Chengdu. The American Chamber of Commerce has confirmed with reporters the Ministry of Civil Affairs has ordered it to close down. I guess no surprise. They might have waited 20 years or so, but they're breaching the deal, the Chinese are, that they made with Great Britain regarding Hong Kong. There's been protests in Hong Kong for, I don't know, the last year and a half or so anyway on breaching the deal. You know, it was supposed to be left running as it was, and now they're going to come under the hard rule of the communist, red Chinese communist government. The state of Virginia instructs teachers to exclude the role of Islam in the 9/11 attacks. As the 20th anniversary of 9/11 approaches, teachers in Virginia schools are being instructed to avoid connecting the attacks to Islam and instead focus on anti-Muslim racism. The State Department's Department of Education hosted a speaker described as an education leadership scholar who alleged that anti-Muslim sentiment rises around the anniversary of the attacks targeting the nation's political, military, and economic centers that killed nearly 3,000. What would they expect it causes, I wonder? Nearly 3,000 people, innocent people, completely innocent non-military people, crashing those airplanes, went after the U.S. Pentagon. Some say they were headed for the White House with the one that those brave passengers managed to fight to the end and crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania somewhere. Anyway, the speaker, Amar Dacour, delivered a PowerPoint presentation that stated school and classroom 9/11 commemorations are sites for increased anti-Muslim racism, the Daily Wire reported. Well, I don't know what to say about that. We're not, as far as I know, we're not teaching the kids to disregard the Holocaust or terrible world wars. It's part of our history. But then again, they are being allowed to tear down any statues that they like. So, I guess if the same sentiment prevails, you know, they're tearing down statues with anyone who did something by today's standards that's not politically correct or acceptable, regardless of their other accolades, perhaps, or accomplishments. So there was a statue for Mr. George Floyd that was but killed by the police. The policeman got a long prison term for that. I think the others are waiting for their terms, their sentences. So, but by this thinking, I don't know, 50 years from now, will they tear down that statue saying that, why would we put a statue up for a man? Yes, it was terrible that he was murdered, but usually, you know, he'd been to the penitentiary 5 or 6 times, I believe. Everything from home invasions to violent crimes. So there have been a lot of people killed who, I think, had a more illustrious life. How about the passengers on those airplanes, for example? Were innocent? We didn't put up statues for them. We would have put up monuments, I guess, over the whole thing. But things are changing, folks. In our schools, and many people years ago said that some of the problems with the way things that were changing and some of this far left business, they blamed the schools, the universities. I didn't really get that at the time. I just honestly didn't get it. Well, I do get it now, and this is just more of it. And boy, I don't know what we're trying to do with these young people. I guess form them a different way and disregard history. They say it repeats itself, so maybe we'll just learn a lot less going forward if we're going to wipe out history. Terrible, especially in the U.S. Gulf Coast with Hurricane Ida. Headline says, traps Louisianans and shatters the power grid. There's over a million people without power. I guess the flooding in areas is horrendous again. And one of the levees, when I last watched the TV news yesterday, not one in New Orleans, but one of the levees in another parish gave way. So there'll be some tremendous flooding, I imagine, there. And then to make things worse, the hurricane kind of stopped moving right over the New Orleans, a very large area, really. And they just got tremendous amounts of rain. And just talking to a friend in Pennsylvania who said they were expecting as much as 7-8 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. Well, that's flood-type rains, folks. So I noticed President Biden urged Americans before the hurricane made landfall to try and be conscious of their masks and social distancing during the hurricane. So I like to think this points out there are other various things going on in the world, and you know, we need to have our minds on more than just COVID. So our prayers go out to all these folks affected by Hurricane Ida. There are many. The first person died shortly after it made landfall. Winds of 150 gusting to 185. Wow. Gets any stronger than that, that rain will actually cut you like metal pieces in the air. So just imagine, and with it moving slowly, they just got pounded and pounded and pounded, the wind and rains for a 12 to 24 hour period. That's a long, tough storm. So God bless all those folks and the rescuers and the rescue people and FEMA and trying to help everyone out. So we'll hope to start with that the human loss is not large, because the other losses are certainly large to properties and buildings and so forth. And officials warned it could be weeks before the power grid was repaired. So grateful that it isn't the dead of winter, like in Quebec, Canada, a few years ago. People actually froze to death. And so if it has to happen, I guess it's a more forgiving time of year, but by goodness, it's just hardship for all of them. So scientists were right when they said heavy weather events would be more frequent and serious moving ahead. Signed as law, state of Ohio takes a step toward treating gold and silver as money, the 10th Amendment Center. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill into law exempting gold and silver bullion and coins from sales tax. The new law will relieve some of the tax burdens on investors, will also eliminate one barrier to use gold and silver in everyday transactions. a foundational step for people to undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. House Bill 110, HB 110, the 20 to 23 budget appropriations bill, was introduced back in February, and it'll repeal the sales tax on gold, silver, platinum, palladium, bullion, and coins. So that's good news for investors in those precious metals. Victory, a lawsuit proceeds against Clearview's Face Surveillance, Electronic Frontier Foundation. Face Surveillance is a growing menace to racial justice, privacy, and free speech. So EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, supports laws that ban government use of this dangerous technology and laws requiring corporations to get a written opt-in consent from a person before collecting their face print. It just goes on and on. I guess that's one of the reasons that it's more and more difficult to use paper cash money. There's no record of it. China bans kids from playing online video games during the week under the age of 18. Barred online gamers under the age of 18 from playing on weekdays and limited their play to just 3 hours most weekends. Now, it's not a bad idea, I don't think. A lot of kids spend far too much time in doing that, I think, instead of maybe being out playing, getting some things a little healthier, fresh air, exercise. I think these types of games, as good as they are and fun as they are for the kids, has made kids less active than they used to be, and hence things like high blood pressure now that are being experienced in younger children, something that never happened before. So anyway, of course, it clamps down on people's rights there in China, but it seems they have the right idea there, I think. A Harvard epidemiologist says the case for COVID vaccine passports was just demolished. New research found that natural immunity offers exponentially more protection than COVID vaccines. Well, I think that's been generally agreed by all experts. They're still pushing this vaccine anyway. The two, a general and a PhD, who were responsible for USA's rollout of the vaccines, months ago I saw them on television. They agreed that natural immunity is the best, but they were encouraging everyone else to certainly get the vaccines. And so this just goes on to say the natural immune system that develops after a SARS-CoV-2 infection offers considerably more of a shield against the Delta variant of the pandemic coronavirus than two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, according to a large Israeli study. Now, we'll have just as many so-called experts disagree as agree. Put another way, this says, vaccinated individuals were 27 times more likely to get a symptomatic COVID infection than those with natural immunity from COVID. It goes on to say, is this a death blow to vaccine passports? You know, just as governments around the world, states, some provinces, our country, our leader is trying to demand it countrywide, but it looks as though Quebec and British Columbia, those two provinces, are going ahead. And Australia has considered the idea of making higher vaccination rates a condition of lifting its lockdown. President Joe Biden is considering making interstate travel unlawful for people who have not been fully vaccinated. Now, it says the passports are morally dubious for many reasons, not the least of which is that freedom of movement is a basic human right. However, vaccine passports become even more senseless in light of the new findings out of Israel and revelations from the CDC, some say. So, once more, folks, lots of confusion, lots of differing opinions. Dr. Fauci, who I am not a fan of, been in the job too long, in my opinion, 37 years now, I think. They switch bank managers around every 2 years. Maybe it's time for a new medical director, but he discusses coronavirus booster shots every 5 months. Isn't that nice? Every 5 months. Sounds like a heck of a business, folks. Heck of a business. I wonder when they'll ever finish the testing properly. This article goes on. There's a lot here. I just won't take the time now, but maybe you can Google that about Dr. Fauci discussing the booster shots. It's every 5 months. I said at the outset of this, when Bill Gates was talking about vaccines long before there was a vaccine ready to be trialed and ready for market, this is the biggest financial deal in world history. Potentially, geez, if you add in boosters, I didn't figure the boosters when I did some math months and months ago, but this is a mega-trillion-dollar business. Mega-trillion-dollar. As I said earlier, we've never been asked, as far as I know, in the history of pharmaceuticals, to sign a waiver holding the manufacturer and the government harmless. And what's ironic is they seem to be trying to take our choice away. So you have no recourse if you die or get sick or die younger or whatever happens to you as arising from the vaccine. You have no recourse against anybody. Nothing. And yet, extortion-type pressures, I would say, in Canada and in some provinces and New York City, I understand. If you want to have any kind of life as you know it, you better get vaccinated. So, as I said earlier as well, with Emergency Measures Acts and so forth, I don't know. If you're in doubt, it may be wise to wait. Wait for some more results. Mind you, it's going to be years to see if there are any serious long-term effects. Hence the long clinical studies generally required. So this is, you know, a lot of strange things here, folks. The arithmetic and reporting almost from the outset. They've at least changed saying died from COVID, at least here in Canada, to COVID-related deaths. Well, there's influenza-related deaths, certainly pneumonia-related deaths. So sure, it doesn't help you, especially if you already have something serious wrong with you, as the huge majority, way over 90% of people that lost their lives, they were both elderly, over the national average age limit of 74 or 75 years. The great majority, over 90%, was elderly. And how many people do you folks know over the age of 75 or 80 that aren't taking medication for something? Many people have had heart disease. Some people have recovered from cancer, lung disease, diabetes, hypertension, all Schedule A diseases, asthma, all Schedule A diseases that can take our lives. So naturally getting a flu of any kind or this very stubborn virus. I just got my blood tested. I find out tomorrow morning about the antibodies and all this business when I go and see the doctor with my blood test results. But we're taking a lot of steps pretty early on in this particular instance with these vaccines. And as I say, the arithmetic, I'm an arithmetic guy. I'm no math genius. I never caught into the new math that they used to call it, the algebra and geometry and trigonometry. I've never caught into those, but arithmetic's never failed me. I'm kind of in the arithmetic business. Everything I do is in pounds and tons and long tons, short tons, metric tons, dealing in all the metals and so forth, and ships, batteries. It's all by weight. It's all arithmetic. And this has never added up for me. And I couldn't, what bothered me even more, sure, there's easy to make mistakes. That happens. We make mistakes all the time, we humans. But why did they never change or adjust when various things were revealed? Like the millions they figured in New York that had COVID and recovered based on the blood test, the antibody test. I never heard or saw of so many people under the weather. People thought they had a very stubborn flu. They were reporting that they and their spouse, they were 2-3 weeks, couldn't shake it. I was 3 weeks, had 2 very hard nights, but I was 3 weeks where I wasn't myself and I didn't leave the house and a fever a lot of the time. And my wife got ill, but she had other side effects. She was vomiting and diarrhea symptoms. Mine were mostly respiratory fever. And of course, they told us there's all of these symptoms possible with the COVID. But, you know, it's a darn shame that they work so hard at scaring us. And it's a darn shame that, in my opinion, much of the truth has been withheld. In my opinion, things have been sensationalized beyond what was necessary. And still, it's all that's in the news, it's all that's on the radio, it's all there is going on, you'd think. And, it leaves you to wonder, folks.
It replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.